What were your thoughts when you found out you would be honored during this game?
Well, it's really a unique opportunity to represent the Army. The criteria for being selected were fairly stringent. You had to either receive a Purple Heart, a Bronze Star, or a Silver Star, or a medal for valor in combat. So I was selected to represent the Army Reserve, in my case, and of course there's 90 of the best high school athletes, football players here in the country. So it's really an incredible experience.
Okay, how does it feel to represent not only the United States Army, but College Station and Texas A&M that you call home right now at this game?
It's great. There's soldiers here from around the country and also athletes. But I've been able to connect with many fellow Texans, including three of the high school athletes here are recruits. They've committed to Texas A&M to play football there. And these are three, like I said, the best, like the second best running back in the country, the second best center in the country. So I've been able to talk to them and really just congratulate them on their choice of Texas A&M.
Tell me about Eric Magnuson. He's the one you've been mentoring that week. How has that experience been?
Yeah, Eric is he embodies, I guess, what they call Army Strong. He's 70, and he's still growing and getting stronger. And he's earned a scholarship to Michigan. So I think it's been a neat experience for him. He's asked a lot of questions about what it's like being deployed. But my experience as a pilot, it's really kind of opened his eyes to, I guess, the military world. And from my side, I've been fascinated by the high school football world as well, and how the recruiting works, and how he chose Michigan and that process. It's really been a unique relationship.
So it's been a learning experience for the both of you, you would say?
Oh yes, absolutely. And they've designed this experience to be very collaborative, and that they've had events throughout the week for both the athletes and the soldiers. We did a riverboat cruise on the Riverwalk, push-up sit-up competitions, an eating contest, really just to develop that camaraderie between us. And it is very easy to relate, I think, to the athletes and with the soldiers based on our understanding of strength and courage and those shared experiences. And most athletes are soldiers. Or sorry, I said that backwards. Most soldiers are athletes also.
And one last question. What does it mean to you to be an Army Strong soldier? What does that phrase mean to you?
Well, I think strength, there's physical strength, and there's also moral strength, or like a moral courage. So one's kind of on the outside, the other's on the inside. And I think as a soldier, I've seen my strength tested on both fronts while deployed. I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, and seen the good sides and the bad sides of both those countries. But basically, it's what you do on the battlefield or in training counts double when you're on the battlefield. What you do on the football field is important, but possibly not as important as what you do off the football field in terms of the person you are, kind of person you are, and the kind of leader you are. So to be Army Strong, I think, is really embodying that leadership aspect.